is Jordan, and I'm today's host for Coolcast number 26. Today we're reading our Fortunately, Unfortunately poems. Kennedy, Amanda, Montana, Jake, Brady, Kevin, Spencer, and I will be reading our poems. Enjoy! I'll go ahead and start off with my poem. Fortunately, it was my birthday. Unfortunately, everyone forgot, so I had to remind them. Fortunately, I had a birthday party at the bowling alley. Unfortunately, it was closed because all workers were on vacation. Fortunately, my mom said I could get a haircut. Unfortunately, the lady who was cutting my hair wasn't paying attention to what she was doing, so she cut off 5 inches from it. Fortunately, there's a hat store nearby. Unfortunately, they are ugly, expensive, and meant for boys. Fortunately, there's a jacket store with hoods. Unfortunately, there are clothes. Fortunately, my mom gave me money to spend on ice cream. Unfortunately, they're out of my favorite flavor. Fortunately, they had my second favorite flavor, so I bought it. Unfortunately, a little five-year-old girl kicked me because I got her favorite flavor. Fortunately, my bruise wasn't that bad. Unfortunately, my ice cream melted on the way home. Fortunately, everyone welcomed me home and gave me presents and ate a good cake. Unfortunately, I opened my gifts and they were the exact opposite things I wanted. Fortunately, my next birthday is 365 days from now.
Hello, my name is Spencer, and I will be doing this Fortunately, Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, today is Monday. Unfortunately, it is a school day. Fortunately, it is a minimum day. Unfortunately, we had to study the Webster Dictionary up until recess. Fortunately, today's hot lunch was pizza. Unfortunately, our class was last in line, and I was at the end of it. Fortunately, it went by quick. Unfortunately, the bell rang once I stepped out of the cafeteria door. Fortunately, I ate my lunch fast. Unfortunately, I got a stomach ache. Fortunately, my mom had to take me home early. Unfortunately, I still had to do homework. Fortunately, there wasn't much to do. Unfortunately, that little much was hard. Fortunately, tomorrow I get another chance for a great day.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I'm going to tell you about my Fortunately, Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, I went to Mulligan's. Unfortunately, Dance Dance Revolution was out of order. Fortunately, I went over to the go-karts and drove. Unfortunately, I crashed. Fortunately, I thought I wasn't badly hurt. Unfortunately, I was wrong. Fortunately, I went to the hospital. Unfortunately, I had to be in the little kid's room. Fortunately, there was a puppy there. Unfortunately, it broke more of my bones. Fortunately, the doctors put casts on me. Unfortunately, Teletubbies were on it. Fortunately, I erased them. Unfortunately, Lala was unerasable. Fortunately, I went home.
Hi, my name is Brady, and I will be reading you this Fortunately, Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, we got to go to the beach today. Unfortunately, it was a long drive. Fortunately, we had a DVD player. Unfortunately, we didn't have any DVDs. Fortunately, we had a Game Boy. Unfortunately, it had no batteries. Fortunately, there was a store nearby. Unfortunately, it was closed. Fortunately, we found some batteries in the back seat. Unfortunately, they didn't work. Fortunately, we got to the beach. Unfortunately, an octopus got stuck on my head. Fortunately, we got it off. Unfortunately, I smelled like fish. Fortunately, tomorrow is another day.
Hi, my name is Kennedy, and I'm going to read you my Fortunately and Unfortunately. Fortunately, it was summer. Unfortunately, my pool had no water. Fortunately, my friend lived next door, and she had a pool. Unfortunately, she wasn't home. Fortunately, my mom said I can get a puppy. Unfortunately, all the puppies were sold. Fortunately, there was another place. Unfortunately, they were closed. Fortunately, next door had kittens. Unfortunately, my mom is allergic to kittens. Fortunately, she wasn't allergic to rabbits. Unfortunately, all the rabbits had red eyes. Fortunately, my mom called the pool man. Unfortunately, he didn't answer his phone. Fortunately, the worker in the pet store said, "There's a dog store 2 blocks down." Unfortunately, my favorite dog was sold. Fortunately, they had my second favorite dog. Unfortunately, the dog went to the bathroom on me. Fortunately, I bought a puppy and I had a good day anyways.
Hi, I'm Jake, and I'm going to read you my Fortunately and Unfortunately poem. I hope you like it. Fortunately, it was Sunday. Unfortunately, tomorrow was Monday. Fortunately, I had no school Monday. Unfortunately, I had a truckload of chores. Fortunately, my parents did a couple of them. Unfortunately, they did the easy ones. Fortunately, I finished. Unfortunately, I had a report. Fortunately, it was only a couple pages. Unfortunately, it was time for dinner. Fortunately, it was good. Unfortunately, there was no ice cream. Fortunately, I could play my Xbox 360. Unfortunately, all the games were broke. Fortunately, I had my PS3. Unfortunately, it was time for bed. Fortunately, tomorrow's another day.
Hello, my name's Montana. I'll be telling you my Fortunately and Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, it was Saturday. Unfortunately, I couldn't sleep in. Fortunately, I was getting the iPod Nano. Unfortunately, they ran out. Fortunately, they had the Touch iPod. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford it. Fortunately, we went to Starbucks. Unfortunately, I spilled my drink. Fortunately, I went to my favorite store. Unfortunately, I got kicked out for being wet. Fortunately, I found money on the floor. Unfortunately, the police thought it was stolen. Fortunately, my mother got me out of jail. Unfortunately, it cost $500. Fortunately, I have many years to pay my mom back.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and I'm going to read you my Fortunately, Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, today we're going dirt bike riding. Unfortunately, we had to drive 2 hours. Fortunately, we were in an RV. Unfortunately, the RV flipped over. Fortunately, we had dirt bikes. Unfortunately, they ran out of gas. Fortunately, our car picked us up. Unfortunately, he didn't know how to drive and hit a tree. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Unfortunately, we had no car now. Fortunately, there was a car dealership right next to us. Unfortunately, all we could afford was a mini go-kart. Fortunately, it went fast. Unfortunately, we got rear-ended. Fortunately, we were at our destination.
Well, that's our Fortunately, Unfortunately poems. Check back and listen to our next Coleycast. Thanks for listening.